home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. I hear her voice in the morning hour. She calls to me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. And driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads, take me home, country roads. In the deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you'll never leave Harlan alive. Well, my grandfather's dad crossed the Cumberland Mountains, and he asked till he held me, hands were right. Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this hollow? We'll never leave Harlan alive. When the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in the mountains till a man from the northeast arrived. Waving $100 bills, he said, I'll pay for your minerals, but he never left Harlan alive.
Vote Sisters here on Kansas Public Radio with two of the songs from their album last year, Songs That Keep Us Sane, their album of cover songs, and we heard kind of the bright and the dark sides of Appalachia there with John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads and the Daryl Scott song, You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive. The Vogt Sisters next Saturday night at 8 p.m. at Knuckleheads in Kansas City. They're doing very few concerts or dates this year, but they are playing Knuckleheads in KC next Saturday night at 8 in the listening room that they call the Gospel Lounge. Good afternoon. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you on Trail Mix. We're going to start off with a bunch of covers here to get Trail Mix going. We just heard those two from the Vogt Sisters. And in a couple minutes, a few minutes, we'll hear the Waylon Jennings doing songs by Paul Simon and by Tom Petty. And up next, speaking of covers, it's Daryl Scott, and I played some yesterday from the just-reissued album Modern Hymns, which is now called the New Modern Hymns. It's been out of print since 2013, came out originally in 2007, and there's a new song on the album I played yesterday. He covers a Cat Stevens song, but this is one of the others, and it's a Paul Simon song, as done by Daryl Scott. It's American Tune on KPR.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many a time confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right. We've lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, what's gone wrong? I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. We come on a ship they call the Mayflower. Come on a ship that sails the moon. Come in the age's most uncertain hour and sing an American tune. But it's all right, it's all right. We can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, to get some rest.
Daryl Scott, in his version of Paul Simon's American Tune here on KPR's Trail Mix on this Sunday afternoon. As I mentioned, it's on an album that's just been reissued, been out of print for over a decade. The album Modern Hymns, it's now reissued as New Modern Hymns with an extra song written by Cat Stevens tacked onto that one. Well, we're going to keep the covers going with the Waylon Jennies up next, and after that, we'll hear from the brand new album by Edie Carey and Sarah Sample, and yes, a couple of covers from that one, songs by Tom Petty and by James Taylor, headed your way here on Kansas Public Radio's Trail Mix. Always such a treat to have you with me. It's a beautiful day, whatever you're up to. Thank you for bringing a Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio along for the ride. You know, public radio listeners are engaged, they're curious, they're community-minded, and your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th annual Zoo Lights beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. Well, after hearing Daryl Scott do a Paul Simon song, we're going to hear another Paul Simon song. It's done by the wonderful trio, the Waylon Jennies, here with Loves Me Like a Rock on KPR.
When I was a little girl, and the devil would call my name, and I'd say, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consecrated girl, I'm a singer in the Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She gets down on her knees and hugs me. Yeah, she loves me like a rock. She rocks me like the rock of ages. She loves me. She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. When I was grown to be a woman, and the devil would call my name, and I say, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consecrated woman. Ooh, I can snatch a little purity. My mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down on her knees and hugs me. Yeah, she loves me like a rock. She rocks me like the rock of ages. She loves me. She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. If I was the president, and the Congress called my name, was the president, and I say, who do you think you're fooling? Was the president? I got the presidential seal. I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down on her knees and hugs me. Yeah, she loves me like a rock. Ooh, she rocks me like the rock of ages. She loves me. She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. Compares with you. You belong. somewhere you feel free. You belong somewhere you feel free.
Ruth Moody, Heather Massey, Nikki Mehta. They are the Waylon Jennings. We just heard them on KPR from their 2017 album entitled 15. And we just heard them do Tom Petty's Wildflowers. Before that, their version of Paul Simon's Loves Me Like a Rock. And we'll keep the covers coming from the new album by Edie Carey and Sarah Sample up next. We've got Cindy DeVello on the way, the Magnolia Janes, and a lot more for you this afternoon on Trail Mix. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century. That's Wednesday, 4 p.m. or at doleinstitute.org. Well, the new album from Edie Carey and Sarah Sample called Lantern in the Dark, Songs of Comfort and Lullabies. And the second song we're going to hear is a great James Taylor song that's often been sung by people as La Lullaby, You Could Close Your Eyes. But also before that, there's a song about unconditional love that Edie and Carey have chosen to sing. It's a Cyndi Lauper song, Time After Time. Edie Carey, Sarah Sample on Kansas Public Radio.
Secrets stolen from deep inside.
Well, the sun is surely sinking down, and the moon is slowly rising. So this old world must still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close.
Sarah sampled on KPR their brand new album called Lantern in the Dark, Songs of Comfort and Lullabies, with James Taylor's You Can Close Your Eyes, and before that, Cyndi Lauper and Rob Hyman's Time After Time. We've got the Waylon Jennies coming up in just a few minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll also hear a brand new one from the band Twisted Pine. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got Cindy Novello up next, and I had this picked out to play to tell you about her concert coming up, her Foxfire House concert next Saturday, her 9th annual Celebration of Gratitude. And I looked again today to make sure I had the information in front of me, and the concert is sold out, but you can still be on the wait list. So I'll tell you about the concert and about how to get on the wait list after we hear Cindy Novello with Hard Times Come Again No More for you here on KPR's Trail Mix. Thank you.
pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Sydney Novello with portions of her four-part Hard Times Come Again No More suite from her album Meditation in 2015, working with producer and multi-instrumentalist the much-missed late Tom Persona Rao, Sydney Novello. And Sydney performing at the 9th annual Celebration of Gratitude Foxfire House Concert this coming Saturday night at 7. I find out, looking at the website, that, in fact, the concert is sold out. However, you can be added to a wait list. You know, sometimes people are not able to go to a show. So you can get on the wait list, and you can do that at CindyNovello.com, CindyNovello.com. With the duo The Magnolia Jades up next, brand new music from the band Twisted Pine. After that, support for Trail Mix on KPR. Come from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th Annual Zoo Lights, beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. Here's The Magnolia Jades on KPR.
summer break, so I could stay up way too late and ride my bike forever. And suddenly I'm counting down to wearing graduation gowns. Dreams too big for this small town, but I'll always remember. Dad said one more thing before you go. I can tell you're in a hurry, just wanted you to know you can't slow it down. So look around, I'm drinking every moment. They'll be gone before you know it. You can't see it now, trips and football games, sweet 16, first heartbreak. Oh, too soon I hear myself say, you can't slow it down. So look around, drinking every moment. They'll be gone before you know it. You can't say it now, but the
Magnolia Janes on KPR. They are the duo of Ashley Riley and Sarah Bonduneau. Their new album called The Light Years, their debut, and it's a fine one. We heard the song Stones on the Road and Speed of Life from the Magnolia Janes. And we've got the all-female Bluegrass and Beyond band Della May lined up for you in just a few minutes here on KPR's Trail Mix. And after that, or I should say before that, up next we're going to hear from the new album by a terrific eclectic string band named Twisted Pine. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. More information at atk.ku.edu. Let's hear from the Twisted Pine and their brand new album called Love Your Mind here on KPR.
I never thought it could be this nice. Never thought I'd experience the best days of my life.
came twice. The third time was a charmer, and it just goes to show you, it's not over till it's over. 'Cause it comes in waves and it comes in slow. Sometimes crashes, then it flows. Sometimes a rhythm just takes over, and you feel it sinking in your skin. You get that goosebump feeling all over again. Get that goosebump feeling all over again.
That's the band Twisted Pine, too, from their brand new album, their first in 4 years. It's called Love Your Mind. Here on KPR, we heard Goosebump Feeling, and before that, Knockout Roses. Twisted Pine with fiddler and lead singer Kathleen Parks, mandolin player Dan Bowie, Chris Sartori playing bass, and flute playing by An Fung. Twisted Pine, and they say our bluegrass is jazz, our indie folk is pop, and our grooves are funky. And I agree with all those sentiments. We've got the band Delamay to take us up to 2 o'clock and to NPR News next here on KPR. Our support for Trail Mix comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's Delamay on KPR.
Walking in the footsteps of a woman I don't know, and though we've been moving slow, we've gotten somewhere. Walking in the footsteps of a woman I haven't met, but I've seen her on the internet crying. And if it hasn't happened to you, it will happen to your sister. And if it hasn't happened to her, so be a headlight in this dark night. They might not believe you, but I do. You are a headlight in this dark night. They might not believe you, but I do. Walking in the footsteps of a woman who's endured the silence of the sisters who look nothing like her. Yeah, walking in the footsteps of a woman who speaks the truth. No need to be rude, just sit back and listen. And if it happened to you, it will happen to your sister. And if it hasn't happened to her, but I do.
That's the band Delamate, the title song to their 2020 album called Headlight. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Burt Nash, offering a wide range of services for youth and their families, including therapy, parent support, and case management. More information at burtnash.org. And FW Houston Medical Center, Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340. More trail mix right after the news with a very fine young band from Ireland, Tulua. We'll also hear some great voices coming up, Maura O'Connell and Aoife O'Donovan. That music and more headed your way in this next hour of trail mix here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. With Election Day in 9 days, Democrat Kamala Harris is in Pennsylvania today, seeking its 19 electoral votes. She's making several stops in Philadelphia, beginning at the Church of Christian Compassion.
Come on, put those hands together!
She told the congregation the nation needs to come together with kindness and compassion.
In this moment, we do face a real question. What kind of country do we want to live in? That's before us right now. What kind of country do we want for our children and our grandchildren? A country of chaos, fate, fear, and hate, or a country of freedom, justice, and compassion?
Republican Donald Trump is holding a rally this evening in New York City, a deep blue city in a blue state. It's set to be an hours-long affair with a long list of special guests. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben reports.
Trump supporters poured out of the New York subway Sunday morning, lining up hours ahead of Donald Trump's scheduled 5 p.m. speech at Madison Square Garden. The rally is a homecoming of sorts for Trump, who grew up in nearby Queens. Trump has done other New York rallies this year as well, including in the Bronx and on Long Island. A three-hour program of speakers is opening for Trump, with House Speaker Mike Johnson, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk all slated to take the stage. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, New York.
Israel is holding an official Memorial Day to commemorate its civilians, soldiers, and officers who are killed throughout the Israeli-Hamas war. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv there were deadly new Israeli strikes in North Gaza and a truck ramming in central Israel.
Israeli police say a truck driver rammed into a group of people at a bus stop next to a military intelligence base, wounding several dozen people before armed civilians shot the driver. In Gaza, health officials report more than 30 people killed in Beit Lahia in North Gaza Saturday night. Gaza's Civil Defense First Responder Group says it's no longer able to respond to calls for help because of the intense Israeli military assault there. Israel is holding official memorial ceremonies marking the anniversary, according to the Hebrew calendar, of the deadly October 7th Hamas attack on Israel and commemorating those civilians, soldiers, and security personnel also killed in the past year of war. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The UN Security Council is expected to convene tomorrow at the request of Iran to discuss Israel's attacks on Iran this weekend, claiming they violate international law. The Israeli ambassador to the UN called it another attempt by Iran to harm Israel, this time in the diplomatic arena. Ambassador Danny Dannon said Israel has the right and the duty to defend itself and to protect its citizens. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Easy Cater, working to help organizations with their food needs with online ordering from a nationwide network of restaurants, flexible employee lunch programs, and more, all on one platform. Learn more at easycater.com. Here's music from the young Irish band Tulua here on KPR.
Thank you. passage west. The sun was sinking down to rest. The river to the stars confessed was the dark-haired woman I loved best. We wandered down by the chapel square, and there was magic in the air, and Mother Nature gently pressed the burning river to her breast. Watch the river ebb and flow, the tide breathe in, the tide breathe out. We watch the passage flowers grow, the ghostly forms of the hungry years in sad procession did appear, with hope and sorrow made their way for their passage west to America. Will you go, will you go, will you go? Our love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Oh, love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Our love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Bank the people bowed. From passage west came a Fenian yell, rule Britannia, rule in hell. The grass grows green on the other side, and mighty ships sail out the tide to far-flung harbors across the sea, far away from passage, my love and me.
Irish band Tulua from their really fine album last year, No Coming, No Going, here on KPR, John Spillane's song. Such a great songwriter from Cork. He wrote that one called Passage West. And we started with what Tulua called the opening set. What better to open with? The tunes of Bellman, Aaron Gobra, and Aaron's Key. And we'll be moving from Tulua to the great singer from Ireland, Maura O'Connell, up next, and the great singer of Irish ancestry, Aoife O'Donovan, after that here on KPR. Maura O'Connell, what a wonderful singer she is. From Ennis in County Clare, she came to prominence with the Irish band Dedannan in 1980 and 81. I remember seeing her with the band at Winfield back in those times. But she kind of moved away from Irish traditional music, came to America, moved to Nashville, and got deeply involved in a lot of contemporary songs. And she was not a songwriter, is not a songwriter, but she's always picked great materials. And one of her very finest album, 1995, produced by Jerry Douglas, called Stories, we're going to hear that next. One written by the Irish songwriter, Jerry O'Byrne, Half Moon Bay. And then we'll hear Maura O'Connell's version of a song by Mary Chapin Carpenter here on Kansas Public Radio. 1995 album Stories, produced by Jerry Douglas, with the Mary Chapin Carpenter song called Wall Around Your Heart, and before that, a song written by the Irish songwriter and guitarist Jerry O'Byrne that performed in the KPR studios, gosh, 15, 18 years ago, the song called Half Moon Bay. Moore O'Connell has basically been retired, has not released an album in some 15 years, and just made an occasional appearance on others' albums quite a few years back. But I decided to check and see if she's been up to anything, and lo and behold, she released a single last December. I'd been completely unaware of it, and she was singing the Julie Gold song that Nancy Griffith had such a hit with, From a Distance. And, well, I went ahead and I just bought it. I just bought it a couple of minutes ago, and I'll play it next hour for you here on Kansas Public Radio. And we've got Eva O'Donovan right now here on KPR's Trail Mix.
Looking out the window, feels like I've been here before. The shady patch of green behind the big box store. Round another corner, past the swinging light, in the back of the Cutlass Sierra, one night in America, America. I'm just pulling out my hair, trying to remember where I was in America. I swear. Running for the back door. I
wash the memories down, build me back to the shank in America, America. I'm just pulling up my hair, trying to go away in America. I swear to sir, hold the back door. Songs, empty bottles alone. After midnight, when I was young, the ice melted on my tongue. Elevators, broken glass, nothing left. I finally figured out. Everything is lost, so close.
Afa O'Donovan on KPR, two songs from her 2021 album, Age of Apathy. We heard Elevators and then Passengers. We've got Abhi Tapia, some songs from a fine album from 2005 coming up in about 8 minutes. Up next, noted Nashville musician and producer Will Kimbrough with two songs from his own album this year. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations, more information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's Will Kimbrough from his album this spring called For the Life of Me, here on KPR.
I'm walking in the valley of the shadow, but I have no cause for fear. I can hear the devil whisper in my ear. Or maybe it's a night wind howling. See, I ain't from around here. I'm walking in the valley of the shadow. I have no cause for fear. How long must I wander? How long must I roam? Cast asunder, I don't know. I guess I must have said the wrong thing to the wrong rich man in Rome. How long must I wander? How long must I roam? 'Cause I've been walking in the valley of the shadow and have no cause for shame. I did nothing wrong, still the trouble came. Walking on the straight and narrow is a long walk just the same. I'm walking in the valley of the shadow, I have no cause for shame. Burn in the sun all day, freeze when the sun goes down. There ain't a lot of drinking water anywhere around. I hope I can make Damascus by the light of the breaking dawn. Burning in the sun all day, freezing when the sun goes down. 'Cause I've been walking in the valley of the shadow, I have no need to mourn. I'm walking holes in my shoes and my clothes are torn. I know I will rest in glory, but now I'm moving on. I'm walking in the valley of the shadow, I have no need to mourn. The shadow, praying for a little rain. Wonder why the high and mighty cause a poor folks pain. I know there's no answer, but I'm asking just the same. Walking in the valley of the shadow, praying for a little rain. Well, I've been walking in the valley of the shadow, praying for a little rain. And I've been walking in the valley of the shadow, praying for a little rain.
Will Kimbrough and his song, When This Is All Over, and before that, Walking in the Valley of the Shadow, from Will Kimbrough's new album this year, the Nashville Mainstays release called For the Life of Me. With singer-songwriter Abhi Tapia up next, we've got the wonderful singer Claire Lynch doing a Tom Paxton song from the collection Bluegrass Sings Paxton, and the brilliant new album from banjo great Tony Trischka with an all-star crew, including guests like Del McCurry and Molly Tuttle. All headed your way this hour on KPR. KPR's Big Band Christmas is headed our way. It'll be Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall. The KC Jazz Orchestra will be back with Big Band Jazz, holiday favorites, and more. Tickets for Big Band Christmas on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Get the scoop at KansasPublicRadio.org, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles of Topeka. Here's one I haven't pulled out for a while. It's Abhi Tapia and a refined album from 2005 called One Foot Out the Door. Let's hear some songs from Abhi Tapia now on KPR.
Never wanna be where I am. I always wanna leave for some greener pasture, some bluer sea. And I always have a smile on my face when I'm driving away towards some brighter times, some lighter days. And I never raise my eyes to look back in the rearview mirror. Straight ahead is the only thing I see clear. But I cried the night that I left Iowa. Two pictures in my visor. One is of you. The other is cornfields from a water tower view. And they were taken just after sunrise, facing west, late in August before we got arrested. And I already knew I had to leave, but that was like a warning. That summer you were a bad habit for me. So I cried the night that I left Iowa. At the border there's a river. I'd been driving, running for so long. You said I should stop to take a rest, but I'd rather be sorry than wrong. And I never will trust the Midwest. So I cried the night I left Iowa. At the border there's a river of my tears. And if you I'm standing right here. Watch the sunset where we can see the sky. Oh, help me remember how to dream so sweet. Oh, tell me a story, sing me a lullaby about stars and oceans, midnight blues. It's hard to fall asleep to the 10 o'clock. So tell me about that boat, the one that carries two. And tell me one more time about how I can always come home to you. Your voice reminds me of the pines along the interstate. I can hear my childhood slide out of the corner of your mouth. I was born asleep in the backseat. I was humming a simple tune. Oh, every word you say just makes me miss the sound. And stars and oceans, midnight blues. It's hard to fall asleep to the 10 o'clock news. So tell me about that boat, the one that carries. And tell me one more time about how I can always come home to you. Best time of day is the late afternoon. Most people let the owl just pass right by. In a world full of strangers who move too fast, I finally found someone who can sympathize. About stars and oceans, midnight blues. It's hard to fall asleep to the 10 o'clock news. So tell me about that boat, the one that carries two. And tell me one more time about how I can always come home to you. Oh, tell me about that boat, the one that carries two. And tell me one more time about how I can always come home to you.
That's Abby Tapia from her 2005 album, One Foot Out the Door, here on KPR. We heard Iowa and then Big Front Porch. Abby's not released any music, as far as I can tell, in about 15 years, but she's been very active and been working for the Country Music Hall of Fame. Is now the Director of Public Programs there, I do believe. Abby Tapia, Claire Lynch up next, Tony Trischka. After that, support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from Topeka's Nodos Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de Muertos holiday, traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Info at explorenoto.org. And the Lead Center hosting comedian Lewis Black and Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. From the collection out recently called Bluegrass Sings Paxton, here's Claire Lynch's contribution, singing Tom Paxton's I Give You the Morning, here on KPR.
Mm-hmm.
across your shoulders. Through the frosted window pane, the sun rose bolder. Your hair flows down your pillow, you're still sleeping. I think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning, I give you the day. Through the waving curtain wall, the sun is streaming. Far beyond your flickering eyelid, you're still dreaming. You're dreaming of the good times and you're smiling. I think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the
Claire Lynch and the Tom Paxton song, I Give You the Morning, from the new album this year called Bluegrass Sings Paxton. The likes of Craig Blake on here, Danny Paisley, Lori Lewis, Tim O'Brien, Chris Jones, and many others. Really fine outing from Mountain Home Music. Bluegrass Sings Paxton. Speaking of bluegrass, one of the very finest bluegrass albums of the year, maybe my very favorite, and one of the finest albums of the year, period, is from the great banjo player Tony Trischka, the album Earl Jam. We'll hear from that next. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, here's Tony Trischka and an all-star crew. For Earl Jam, we're going to start off with Roll On Buddy featuring Del McCurry and members of the Del McCurry Band. And after that, it's a song that the Dillards came up with back in the early 60s, Dooley, with such special guests as Molly Tuttle and Sam Bush. Tony Trischka and friends here on KPR.
Gonna see the girl that I love best. Dooley. Dooley was a good old man. He lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One gal washed the boiler and the other washed the spell. Mama corked the bottles and old Dooley fetched him out. Slipping up the holler, Dooley, trying to make a dollar, Dooley, give me a swan, I'll pay you back someday.
Came for him, must have been through the woods. Dooley kept behind him all and never lost his good. Now Dooley was a trader when into town he come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Dooley slipping up the holler. Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday.
Banjo great Tony Trischka with special guests Molly Tuttle and Sam Bush on Dooley, that great Dillard song from the early 60s, before that Roll On Buddy featuring the great Del McCoury's vocals, here for you on KPR's Trail Mix.
Next time on KPR Presents, The Haunted States of America.
I was six when I saw Samuel Dinsmore. Mom lifted me up in her arms as the tour guide shone a flashlight on his glass-topped casket. Every hair of his long bristly beard was perfectly preserved, but his sunken face was rotting away, shriveled, covered in white, crackling mold.
That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. You know, you can make a planned gift to Kansas Public Radio and support KPR for years to come. Some options include contributing assets like stocks or bonds, certificates of deposit, or real estate as a charitable gift. So talk to your financial advisor and also visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Right after NPR News, we'll hear from Lawrence's own Kelly Hunt tell you about an upcoming very special concert she'll be doing at the Lawrence Arts Center. We've got singer Karen Savoca on the way, a classic song from Richard Schindel, and a whole lot more in this coming hour of Trail Mix for you right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. With 9 days until Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris is in the swing state of Pennsylvania. She's making several stops in Philadelphia aimed at winning the support of Black and Latino voters. As part of her stump speech, Harris has argued that Republican Donald Trump is unfit for office, citing comments made by members of the first Trump administration. His former chief of staff, John Kelly, in on-the-record interviews, said Trump meets the definition of a fascist and has praised dictators. Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, says that's not true.
And I know the people who have attacked Donald Trump the most vociferously on foreign policy, they'll say, well, he's a dictator, when what they really mean is they won't listen. Donald Trump wouldn't listen to the leadership of the military when they wanted him to start ridiculous conflict.
Vance was interviewed on CNN. Trump is holding a rally this evening at Madison Square Garden in New York City, a state that a Republican presidential candidate hasn't won since 1984. He'll be joined on stage by House Speaker Mike Johnson, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and billionaire Elon Musk. Musk has been one of Trump's biggest supporters. It's been 2 years since he took control of Twitter and renamed it X. NPR's Shannon Bond reports.
Since taking over Twitter, Elon Musk has welcomed back previously banned users, including former President Donald Trump, and tweaked the algorithm to boost his own posts. Now, Musk has become one of Trump's biggest political surrogates. He's put more than $100 million into his own pro-Trump super PAC and is campaigning for the former president in Pennsylvania. Musk is also using X as his megaphone, posting frequently to his 200 million followers in support of Trump and amplifying unverified rumors and false claims about election fraud. Another one of Musk's companies, SpaceX, is a major government contractor. Trump has said if elected, he may give Musk a role auditing federal spending. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Investors on Wall Street are facing a big week of economic reports and earnings this week, including a critical report on jobs. NPR's Raphael Nam has a preview.
The economy so far has held up far better than many had expected. But can that continue? We'll get some big clues this week with a bunch of earnings reports from big companies, including Amazon and McDonald's. The U.S. will also issue an economic report card of its own on Wednesday, when the government reports how much the economy grew from July to September. Then on Friday, we'll get the latest jobs data. These two big economic reports come just days before the Federal Reserve's meeting next week. They also come just before another big day for the country, Election Day. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. Lawrence's own piano play and Kelly Hunt opens up this hour of Trail Mix on KPR.
Almost lost control. Sun dogs howl above my head. There's reason to go slow. I saw it all in slow motion. My heart beat like a drum. The good, the bad, and the ghost of things to come. There I was, staring at the gates of Eden. I didn't know it, but I was standing at the gates. Mm-hmm.
beautiful surprise to be staring at the gates and reading with her earthly eyes. Staring at the gates of Eden, standing at the gates. The love of my life as my last breath slipped away. I could have turned to see that billboard, never seen another day. No matter what it looked like, I'd seen it every day. At the gates of Eden. It's the rockin' hallelujah. It's a roller coaster ride. It's champagne and potato chips, chocolate cherry pie. It's dancing with the devil to get your heart's desire. No, it might not look the way you thought it would, but it all.
Kelly Hunt on KPR from her album a decade ago, The Beautiful Bones, that song, Gates of Eden. She wrote that along with Karen Miriam Goldberg and Al Berman, Gates of Eden from Kelly Hunt. And a big happening at the Lawrence Arts Center on November the 9th is a concert called Kelly Hunt Comes Home. It celebrates 30 years since her first album was released. Should be a real fun night at that, 7:30 p.m. at the Lawrence Arts Center on November the 9th. Now, late afternoon, before at 5 p.m., there's a songwriting workshop. That is free, but you have to register in advance. Info on both the workshop and the concert at the Lawrence Arts Center homepage, which is lawrenceartscenter.org. For Kelly Hunt, the big concert, November the 9th, Kelly Hunt Comes Home, the name of that show. Karen Zavoka up next in 15 minutes. We'll hear from a new album by Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters on KPR. This one from 1995, the title track to Karen Zavoka and her band at the time called The Mind's Eye, the song On the River Road on KPR.
She quit smoking, got a nose like a bloodhound. If you wanna, she's around. Sister Sheila, standing on the corner, dressed all in black, looking just like a mourner. the young ones at the Dairy Queen saying, hop on.
Savoca and the Mind's Eye, the title track, the 1995 album On the River Road, the Mind's Eye, Karen Savoca with the guitarist Pete Heitzman, bassist Tom T-Bone Wokel, here on KPR's Trail Mix. They're out of Syracuse, New York, and boy, Karen and Pete did a fantastic opening set for a memorable Greg Brown show here in Lawrence, probably close to 30 years ago, maybe a little less than that. Karen Savoca on KPR. In a few minutes, we're going to hear the only Halloween breakup song I know of, or maybe Halloween I just got dumped song is a better description of that. So we'll be doing that shortly. We've got Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters from a new album up next here on KPR's Trail Mix.
Are you old? Are you new? Are you borrowed? Are you blue? Are you something I could hold on to? Or just one more thing that I'd be scared to lose? Well, it's a circle, so they say. All our years and all our days. What a puzzle, what a maze, holds us tightly even as it slips away. So keep this night in your heart, dear, 'cause it is the last one of its kind. Summer rain on the pavement, child clings to mama's name. We never knew where the days went, and what we never know, we never can forget. Time went pouring, she
the old way, like the hand of an old friend. And I still know how the lights change. Oh, that's something I'm not likely to forget.
Thank you.
Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters, two songs there, The Muse of Time and Mirage, from their new album, came out in August, called The Ones That Stay, the North Carolina-based, Asheville, North Carolina-based band, Amanda Ann Platt, and hope that they got through the storm okay. You know, a lot of musicians in that area, and a lot of them lost a lot of possessions, but I think they all came through it healthy, all the ones I know, and that is good. Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters, I think a band that is not getting enough recognition as they should. So I tried to give them some there. Hope you like them. Richard Schindel is up next. Jamie Harris on the way in just a bit. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Hook Man, a darkly comic salute to teenage slasher films, reminding everyone that college can be scary. Playing Friday through Thursday, November the 7th. Tickets at KUtheater.com. Well, here is, as I mentioned, my song for Halloween this year. I decided to stay away from the usual blend of witches and devils and the like and come up with kind of a Halloween song grounded in real life, although the song was made up. And it's a Halloween breakup song, or a Halloween I got dumped song, maybe. It's Richard Schindel and his song, Are You Happy Now? Here on KPR.
Toaster when you went, you never paid your half the rent. You took the spices from the rack, but you don't have to put them back. Cause in your haste on Halloween, you left your camera on the bed where we played roles in black and white. You left a roll of black and white. I set the timer, thought of you. Put the lens up to my head, I took a photograph for you. What comes out gray is really red. So are you happy now? Are you happy now? Well, are you happy now? Smashed your pumpkin on the floor. The candle flickered at my feet as goblins flew across the moon. The children peered into the room. A cowboy shivered on the porch. Cinderella checked her watch. A hobo waited in the street. An angel whispered, but what was I supposed to do but to sit there in the dark? I was amazed to think that you could take the candy with you too. Are you happy now? Are you happy now? Well, are you happy now? Sat all night, and now it's dawn, and I cannot believe my eyes. There's garbage strewn across the lawn, where we once stared up at the sky. Streams of vapor filled the tree that hovered over you and me. And shaving cream covers the car that we picked up in Baltimore. Though I know it's hard to tell, I hope that what's-his-name treats you well. I still maintain that he's a bum, but it's your money, have some fun. Are you happy now? Are you happy now? You always asked why I had not written you a verse or two. Since that's the one thing I regret, I dedicate this one to you. So are you
It's the middle of the night, near the Indiana line. I'm pulling you here to Christian Station. The signal is crystal clear, and I cannot really hear what he says about revelation. I am wretched, I am tired, but the preacher is on fire, and I wish I could leave. Whoever watches over all these truckers, show a little mercy for a weary sinner, and deliver me, Lord, deliver me to the next best Western. Did he who made the lamb put the tremble in the hand? Reaches out to take my quarter. I look him in the eye. There isn't any time, just time enough to pass the tender. The highway takes its toll, the green light flashes go, and it's welcome to Ohio. Whoever watches over all these truckers, show a little mercy for a weary sinner, and deliver me, Lord, deliver me, deliver me to the next best Western. But it takes light years of nothing to let these stars shine through. It's an empty road that finds its way back home to you. Of the beast to wonder if there's something missing. I am wretched, I am tired, but the preacher is on fire, and I wish I could believe. Whoever watches over all these truckers, show sinner, and deliver me, Lord, deliver me, deliver me to the next best Western, the next best Western, the next best Western. Next best Western.
Richard Schindel and the Next Best Western. And before that, Are You Happy Now? She even took the Halloween candy with her. No candy for the trick-or-treaters there. And Richard Schindel put those two on a kind of a best-of album. He did new versions of some of his older songs. He called it 13 Songs You May or May Not Have Heard Before, Richard Schindel. remember seeing and hearing Richard Chinnell do this live before a crowd of, 12,000 or so, 10,000, 12,000 at the Falcon Rick Folk Festival back in the day. And just after he sang that, singer-songwriter who's now a doctor, been one for a long time, Hugh Blumenfeld, Hubie as everybody called him, walked out on stage and did a pitch-perfect parody reply to the Are You Happy Now? He called it Yes, I'm Happy Now. The only time I've heard it, don't remember the words, never heard of a recording. But boy, I wish I had one so I could share that with you too. Here is the singer-songwriter known as Rainy Eyes on KPR. That is the Norwegian-born Louisianan by way of California performer who performs as Rainy Eyes. And that song from Rainy Eyes called Set Me Free. And that is from her album that came out this summer called Lonesome Highway. For you on Kansas Public Radio's Trail Mix, we're going to hear from the band Low Lily and their new release this year. Coming up in just a bit on KPR, we're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra brings a swing Saturday night, December the 14th at KPR's annual Big Band Christmas Concert at Liberty Hall. What better way to kick off the holiday season than with some big band favorites and Christmas songs? Tickets are on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Here's Jamie Harris, a terrific album from last year called Boomerang Town, and a very powerful song about addiction. It's called The Fair and Dark-Haired Lad here on KPR.
Drink before I could drive. Mama left it on the counter, half full. One night, felt the fire in my chest. Shook the hand of the fair and dark-haired lad. He crept through the bars, hid behind the door. Now he ain't got a reason to hide no more. Took the seat at the table that my daddy once had. The fair and dark-haired lad.
my name. I feel his blood run through my veins. His laughter howls like a dog gone mad. The fair and dark-haired lad.
Her song, The Fair and Dark-Haired Lad, from her 2023 album called Boomerang Town. Here's the band Low Lily on Kansas Public Radio.
I look up at these red stars now. I feel a wonder big as the sky.
The song called One Wild World, it's on the new album this year, Angels in the Wreckage, from the band Low Lily. Support for Trailmix on KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Native Fashion, celebrating wearable artworks created by indigenous people historically and today. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. As promised last hour, here's Maura O'Connell. I had not been aware of a single she recorded last December, her last recording in many years. She did it as a benefit for Doctor Without Borders. It's her version of the Julie Gold song, From a Distance. Maura O'Connell on KPR.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through every land. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of everyone. We all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no guns, no bombs, and no diseases, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we we
Scottish fiddler John McCusker with Wee Michael's March, Joe's Tuxedo, and Pacific Avenue. He's your 2000 album. Yalahoo's before that, Moore O'Connell, a single of her version of From a Distance, came out at the end of last year. You're doing the Trail Mix here on Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, October 27th. When you walk from a brightly lit room into a dark one, you might stumble for a while until you can see what you're doing. And the same thing happens when you step out under a dark night sky. It takes some time to see its full glory. When you enter the darkness, your eyes adapt in several ways. First, the pupil opens wider, letting in more light. Second, the eye's cones become more sensitive. They see color and detail, but they're not very helpful when it's dark. Finally, the rods adapt. They see best under low light, but they need a special chemical to do that. The chemical goes away when it's bright. It rebuilds when it turns dark, but it takes time, 20 to 30 minutes. So if you're watching the stars from your backyard, turn off the lights and leave your phone alone. If you need some extra light, try a red flashlight. It won't mess with your eyes. One other thing that can enhance your view is averted vision. The rods are concentrated around the edge of the eye, so they do a better job when you look at a faint object out of the corner of your eye instead of straight on. Two good targets for averted vision are in view by about 8:30 or 9. The Pleiades star cluster is low in the east-northeast and looks like a tiny dipper. High above it is the Andromeda galaxy, which looks like a tiny cloud. It's the most distant object that's easily visible to the eye, but only when the eye is ready for darkness. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Next time on KPR Presents, The Haunted States of America.
I was six when I saw Samuel Dinsmore. Mom lifted me up in her arms as the tour guide shone a flashlight on his glass-topped casket. Every hair of his long, bristly beard was perfectly preserved, but his sunken face was rotting away, shriveled, covered in white, crackling mold.
That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
We're here, and we are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month, the KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at Cherry Street.
It hasn't been done for a long time, but we are going to win New York.
Former President Trump wants to flip his home state with a rally today at Madison Square Garden, while Vice President Harris makes her pitch to Pennsylvania. For Sunday, October 27th, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lauren Freyer in London. Coming up, we'll get an update from both campaign trails and sit down with J.D. Vance's mentor on this side of the Atlantic.
Senator Vance and I have a camaraderie trying to work out what the new right should look like in the 21st century.
Plus, some former British colonies want reparations for slavery, and we talked to a podcaster investigating the UK's most prolific baby killer.
There was no forensic evidence and no eyewitnesses. No one ever saw Letby commit a crime.
Did Nurse Letby get a fair trial? First, the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. With just over a week before Election Day, Donald Trump is taking the unorthodox step of holding a rally in New York City, a deep blue city in a blue state. It's set to be an hours-long affair with a long list of special guests, including former New York mayor and Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and Elon Musk. NPR's Daniel Kurzleben has more.
Trump supporters poured out of the New York subway Sunday morning, lining up hours ahead of Donald Trump's speech at Madison Square Garden. The rally is a homecoming of sorts for Trump, who grew up in nearby Queens. Trump has done other New York rallies this year as well, including in the Bronx and on Long Island.
NPR's Danielle Kurzleben reporting. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris is campaigning across the city of Philadelphia today, speaking a short time ago at a youth basketball facility in northwest Philly. NPR's Asma Khalid has more.
Harris began her day with remarks at a black church in West Philly.
In this moment, we do face a real question. What kind of country do we want to live in? That's before us right now. What kind of country do we want for our children and our grandchildren? A country of chaos, fate, fear, and hate, or a country of freedom, justice, and compassion? And the great thing about living in a democracy is we, the people, have the choice to answer that question.
This is the central part of Harris's closing argument. She's trying to create a clear contrast with Trump, and she'll try to make that case today as she campaigns in black and Latino neighborhoods across Philly. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Egypt has announced a proposal to end the war in Gaza. As NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv, U.S. and Israeli intelligence chiefs have met to try to jumpstart the ceasefire talks.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is proposing a two-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the release of four hostages held in Gaza in exchange for an unspecified number of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. And Egypt is proposing 10 days of negotiations in an effort to reach a permanent ceasefire. Hamas had no immediate comment. An Israeli official told NPR Israel's Mossad spy chief met today with CIA chief William Burns in Qatar to jumpstart ceasefire efforts. The official, speaking anonymously to discuss details of the closed-door efforts, says Israel sees an opportunity. This after having struck Iran Saturday and having killed the leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah recently. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The UN Security Council is expected to meet tomorrow at the request of Iran to discuss Israel's attacks on Iran this weekend, claiming they violate international law. The Israeli ambassador to the UN says it's another attempt by Iran to harm Israel, this time in the diplomatic arena. And Ambassador Danny Dannon says Israel has the right to defend its citizens. This is NPR. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending more people get vaccinated against pneumonia. It also recommends that people at high risk from COVID get additional vaccinations. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The CDC is endorsing recommendations from independent advisors that anyone aged 50 and older get a shot that can protect them against bacteria that can cause pneumonia and other potentially serious complications. Previously, the CDC only recommended the so-called pneumococcal vaccine for those aged 65 and older. The CDC is also recommending people ages 65 and older and younger people with moderate or severe immune system problems get at least two doses of one of the new COVID vaccines instead of just one. Rob Stein, NPR News.
At the weekend box office, Venom, The Last Dance, debuted in the top spot with an estimated $51 million in ticket sales. Internationally, the Sony Pictures' third Venom film took in $124 million. The movie stars Tom Hardy as a journalist who shares his body with an alien entity. In second place, last week's number one film, the horror sequel Smile 2, with $9 million. It fared slightly better overseas, collecting $12 million internationally. And there was a tie for third place, Conclave, the papal thriller starring Ralph Fiennes, and The Wild Robot, both with $6.5 million in ticket sales this weekend. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.